Over a million casualties from the Battle of Verdun alone, the death toll continues to climb. Never before has the battlefield been so vast, and never before has the fighting been so gruesome. Whether on the ground in brutal trench warfare or high, high in the skies above, millions of young soldiers continue to die with no end in sight. It seems as though the German aggressors cannot be stopped as the Allied nations valiantly fight to survive. The Great War rages on.
Hello, Blaine. You're not going to give me any problems, are you?
Got no quarrel with you. Just that banker.
You broke up Sanford's face pretty good. He's looking to see you in jail.
He had it coming.
I got a bench warrant for your arrest. I'm gonna give you half an hour before I serve it. If I were you, I'd get out of town. Way out of town.
Fear continues to grow. Without the United States intervention, France could soon fall. Despite President Wilson's refusal to enter the conflict, some determined young Americans have volunteered to join the fray anyway. Using the latest in flying war machines, the French have created a new airborne combat unit just for these Yanks. From all over, American boys are making their way across the Atlantic to learn how to fly.
Good luck, son.
I'll try to bring home a couple medals like you and Grandpa. We'll march together in the 4th of July parade. You'll see. Don't worry, Mom. I got the Jensen blood. Haven't made the bullet yet stronger than half.
I'm gonna miss you so much. Write me every day, okay?
I will.
C'est terminé, Wick.
Quoi, qu'est-ce que tu veux dire?
Je me suis engagé.
Mais attends, tu viens de passer quatrième au classement.
Ce pays, Un bon est un bon pour moi, mieux qu'à la mienne. Et j'y dois quelque chose.
Attends, qu'est-ce que tu vas faire? Tu vas sortir, tu vas te faire cribler de balles aussi sec.
Je m'engage de l'escadrille Lafayette. I'm gonna learn to fly airplanes.
You should have everything you need.
Thank you, Father.
I've made arrangements to come to Paris in the fall. I may come to see you then.
Yes, Father.
Buck up, my boy. This noble conflict you're about to enter is the kind of adventure that can set one above the herd.
I suppose so.
Damn it, Briggs. Have you no enthusiasm for anything that might distinguish you? It's quite enough you've been dismissed from Harvard, but you're continuing. Lack of direction has become an embarrassment. It's time to do something worthy of your name. Have you nothing to say?
No, Father.
We're supposed to go to a place on 228 Rue Brion. That's where we can buy all our aviator clothes.
I can't understand a word on this map.
Hello? Does anybody here speak English?
No, il y a personne qui parle anglais.
Okay. Brion. Rue Brion.
Excuse me, sir. We're a little lost, and,
never mind.
Oh, good Lord.
Capitaine, les élèves pilotes américains sont arrivés.
Ah.
On the right, you've got the English squadron. They fly the Bristol, the Surprise, and the SE-5 Ace. And here is a French detachment. They fly Newport's 11th. Messieurs? Garde à vous!
Messieurs, bienvenue à l'escadrille Lafayette. Je suis le capitaine Thénault et vous avez déjà pris connaissance avec le lieutenant Giroux, mon adjoint. Vous pouvez tous être très fiers d'avoir choisi d'appartenir à l'élite des pilotes de l'armée française. Et... How many of you speak French?
Ah, ces Américains. Ils font tous trajet pour se battre avec nous, ils parlent pas un mot de français.
Our country has been at war since we were first attacked 3 years ago. And we have lost more than 1 million of our young men. Your country turned its back on this country. But you have bravely volunteered to join the fight to preserve freedom. All right, there's not much more to see. So let's have eyes forward. We do not expect you to win the war, only to do what your conscience commands and your cars allow. You will train for 2 months. Then we'll see which one of you becomes your squadron's first ace.
That'll be me.
Who are you?
Lane Rawlings.
We arrive in uniform, Mr. Rawlings.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure how it all went together.
I see.
So, these are the new corpses, huh? What's this? A cowpuncher's coming over now?
Yeah, I done some cowboying.
You think the stick shooter's gonna help you up there?
Well, whatever you were using didn't seem to do you much good.
Oh, he's funny. May even come to his funeral. The captain bothered to tell you the life expectancy for pilots around here? It's 3 to 6 weeks. Let me guess. You're here because you thought it'd be fun to fly airplanes? Go home while you still can.
Guy sure knows how to make friends.
All his friends are dead.
Gardez-vous! We're here! Allez, on descend! This is your quarters. Soon, others from your country will stay here as well.
I've never seen anything like this back home. Have you?
As a matter of fact, I have. Beats the hell out of the infantry.
French, you sure put on a nice war.
Sorry. This is a 100-year-old bottle of cognac. It's worth more than you are.
Nice.
Your benefactor, William K. Vanderbilt, has rented this chateau for you.
Oh, my God!
Rawlings,
oh,
yeah. Whoa, whoa! Hey, help! Get this!
Whisk! Come on, get up. Now there, cowboy. Having a little trouble with the dogie?
Whiskey is our squadron mascot. Follow me.
Who keeps a lion as a pet?
Stand over there. I'll give you your room assignments. Jensen and Tonman.
Yeah. Yep.
In one. Skinner and Lowry, room number 3.
Excuse me. Skinner and I?
Is there a problem?
It would be like sharing a room with one of my servants back home.
Lowry, we'll put you in 2 with Bigon. Rawlings, you'll go in 3 with Skinner. If there are any further objections, please take them up with Whiskey.
Okay.
I'll see you all at training tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Excuse me, sir? Who rooms with the lion tamer?
Cassidy? He has 20 kills. 20? He gets a room on his own. Bonsoir.
Let's get it over with. You got any objection to rooming with a colored man?
I don't know. You're the first one I ever seen up close.
What do you heard?
I heard it's good luck to rub your head.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
You telling you what I heard?
Rub my head.
Think the drinks are free for flyboy?
Gentlemen, I'm afraid I can't allow you entrance into this fine establishment. This respite is reserved for killers.
You don't look like a killer to me.
Don't I?
I thought we all are on the same side.
You shot down any Germans I don't know about. Chocolate.
Is that it?
Move on, chap.
Attaboy, Fuzzy.
Did you slip there, killer?
Sit down, Grant.
I can take him.
No, you can't. He's a professional. I saw him fight in Paris. He knocked the guy out in the 8th round.
6th.
As for all of us being on the same side, till you actually do something, you're not even in this war, let alone in this room.
We're not. We're all fighting for the French. The same as you.
Not the same as me.
Let's go, champ.
Still want to rub my head?
Gentlemen, this is the new Port 17. This plane is the newest French fighter. When you are proficient enough, you'll be among the first to fly it. But remember, it is the man and not the machine that matters. His bullet is no faster than yours.
Go on your left, on your right. Watch your back. Okay, Skinner. That's good.
I got that.
Watch the fuel. If you run out of gas, you will slip with the Germans.
Six, seven, eight, nine, stop. Come on, gentlemen. Watch your balance. No. Come on. Go, go, go. Six, seven, eight. Come on, Jensen. Go, 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 Jensen. Come on, Rory. Go, go. Come on. Watch your balance. Go. Voskiner.
A word about equipment.
This is the escadrille scarf. It is not just to make you look good for the girls, but to keep your neck from being irritated from the constant turning to spot enemy aircraft.
Contact!
That you are actually flying, it is time to learn about tactics.
Left. Right. Both.
Right, but left.
In any form of attack, it is best to fire in short bursts. Follow him.
Give me right.
Primary goal is to get on their tail. This is your best shooting position. You're bringing bullets home. We have millions. Leave the bullets out there. Let the Germans take them home.
On est en position.
Rawlings, I want you to go up with Beagle and teach him how to shoot.
Why me? You're the instructor?
Because I'm tired of trying to teach him.
Beagle! You need to use more right rudder when you dive!
I know!
Notify the sons next to kin.
Right, Roger!
There's something wrong with the gun! And I know I can fly, and I know I can shoot!
You just can't do them at the same time! Where are we going?
I don't know! Let's just fly around a little. Have some fun.
Beautiful country. See why the French fight for it.
The Rollies?
Good.
We're out of gas.
What? You didn't check it when we took off?
I thought you did!
You're the damn pilot! All right. Beagle, put it down over there. Over there.
No, there's more room over there!
The terrain's too rough! Put it over there!
What's your aim?
What's your airspeed?
I got it!
You're going too fast!
Just shut up!
Vous êtes réveillé? Ça va?
Where am I? Where's my plane?
Faites attention.
Oh, my leg.
Vous êtes blessé.
Is this a what do you call it? Do you speak English?
Hey, Rawlings, you came too.
How'd we get here, Ace?
Well, first of all, you left the plane in kind of a hurry. Then this one found you out back and helped carry you in. Second, this ain't so bad.
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? C'est pas un hôpital ici. J'ai besoin du salon, du sien. Amenez-le en haut. Vous les autres, au travail!
Asseyez-vous. Enlevez le pantalon. Enlevez le pantalon.
You want me to take my pants off?
Retirez-le.
Okay.
You seem to be in good hands here. I'm gonna go see if anybody wants to look after my leg.
Oh, girl!
So, you're a prostitute? You don't look like one. You're very pretty. You understand? Pretty? Yeah. This flower is pretty. And you are pretty like a flower.
Hey, Rawlings. You know, they don't give medals for running out of gas.
You're here to take us back.
Yeah, but what's the hurry?
Hey, watch it.
What the hell? She's a chippy, not a nurse.
You do realize that crash landing your own plane doesn't count as combat?
Sorry about that. Listen, it was really nice to meet you.
Merci.
Yeah. That was for you.
Monsieur, il venait. Vous êtes venu. Vous attendez.
That guy knows how to live.
Guess all his friends aren't dead.
Come on, Rollins. We've got a long drive home.
Hey, Rollins. Meet the new arrivals. I was just showing them around. Those circular tents at the back of where the crew live. And you guys already know where the canteen is.
None will be sneaking in there looking for cookies. He's got a sweet tooth, right, None?
None doesn't say a whole lot.
I can't, if something comes up.
That's the mess hall and the officers' club.
No chaplain?
Fellas, meet Porter.
You religious?
I keep my Bible close.
What's a man of God doing here at war?
Hopefully the same thing you are.
How are the barracks, by the way?
Yeah, nothing fancy.
Yeah, nothing fancy.
Whose planes are these?
Is that yours?
Hey! This is just amazing.
These are great.
Merry Christmas, boys.
This one's mine.
Almost makes you feel sorry for the Huns.
So why do they all have Indian heads on them?
Ah, it is the Escadrille Insignia.
Well, why that? I mean, Indians were defeated.
Yeah, they were brave. I like it.
You are allowed to have a personal insignia on the forward part of the fuselage.
Well, that's good. We don't know who we are.
I've already picked this one out for myself, so hands off. Well, Skinner finds out.
Just like it.
Hey, Lowry, that's good.
Thanks, Jensen. I was going to be an artist until my father thought better of it.
Would you paint me a knight? We're kind of like flying knights, don't you think?
Sure.
Thanks.
What's that, man?
A woodpecker.
That ought to really scare
him. I think it says we're going to put a whole bunch of holes in them.
I think that it says that you got a bunch of holes in your brain.
Whatever it is, get it done. We're going to war in 2 days.
Knights of the Air.
What? We are, we're like knights.
The Germans are moving toward the Meuse River as part of their push to take Paris. In order to stop their advance in our sector, you will rendezvous over Doulcon with 2 Henley Page bombers at 0600 tomorrow and escort them to Jamet, where they are to destroy the main German ammunition and supply depot. It is heavily fortified by observation balloons, cables on 3 sides, and Archie batteries in these six positions. Cassidy will be your squadron leader. He'll be watching over you. Remember your training. Don't fly straight lines. Be an elusive target and an efficient hunter. Any questions?
Yes, sir. Will we be back by lunch?
Mentally intelligent questions.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to loosen things up.
Don't.
Hey, fellas. What do you think I had to wear tomorrow, yellow or purple?
Anything but the pink. You get shot down in that, you're gonna embarrass the entire escadrille.
What are you talking about getting shot down for?
What's the matter, you nervous?
Hell no. You? You brought it up.
We're all nervous. Except Porter. He's got religion on his side.
I'm not nervous.
Hey, it's all right to be a little edgy before a fight. Keeps you sharp. Isn't that right, Skinner?
The fight's happening in. They don't shoot at you.
Should hit the sack. We get up at 4.
Raleigh.
I want to see you for a minute.
I was looking at your file. It's my job to write a letter home to your parents if anything should happen. Since both your parents are dead, who's your next of kin?
I don't know. I don't really have any.
You know, if you die here, your family name dies with you. Guys in the squadron cemetery did either.
Think about it. I'll think about that, sir.
Stay.
If you're gonna crash, take off your goggles because the glass can cut your eyes. D'accord?
Hey, still here, Rawlings?
Yeah. I'll take my chances.
What's this?
This is the brand of the ranch my family owns. Until the bank foreclosed.
Beagle. Here. Your gun's jammed. It sometimes helps to bang on the cocking hand.
What's this for?
Blaine catches fire, you got 3 choices. You can stay in it and burn with it all the way to the ground. You can jump from several thousand feet. Or you can take the quick and painless way out. Good luck, John.
Contact!
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 Contact.
We're everywhere, sir.
We got jumped before we reached your Mets. They're all over us. We never even made it to the bombers.
Where's DeWitt?
Didn't make it.
And Todman?
Nope.
Todman was right there. He was right there.
Then he was gone.
Anybody see what happened to Nen?
Sir. He had to put it down. He made it safely to the ground. And this German dived on him and shot him right when he was sitting there.
You have a Black Falcon on his plane?
Yeah. Something should be done. I mean, you don't just shoot an airman on the ground.
Mission debriefing in 15 minutes.
What about none? He was just sitting there on the ground.
A lot has happened in this war before you got to it.
Well, I thought there's supposed to be some sort of honor in the way we fight.
Reports can be filed, but you want justice? You're the man in the air. You're the man with the gun.
Going back up.
After what?
Whatever I can find.
He's gone alone?
Yeah. He prefers it that way.
I had no idea that it was going to be like that.
I'll do better next time.
Once I get one kill, show my father that I was in the thick of it. That's it, I'm going home.
This. Get any?
Not the one I wanted. Not the Black Falcon.
Hey! Where the hell do you think you're off to?
Not tonight, Grant.
You're not going anywhere. Not till you drink with us.
Thought it was only for killers.
You'll do.
Drink up, Rawlings.
Still alive. Something. Don't feel it.
The first time is always the hardest.
To losing your virginity! Does anyone here care that three pilots died today?
Pilots die every day.
Have a drink. Calm down.
I want to calm down. I want to honor the men who died.
Yeah, well, this is how we honor you. It's how we've always honored them. And none of us knows how much time we have left, so we can't waste it sitting around grieving about things we can't change. You can either join in, or you can go up to your room and cry like a little baby. You suit yourself.
Hello. Bonjour. I'm looking for the owner.
No English. No English.
The owner of the house?
I am the owner.
Oh, hi. I'm Blaine Rawlings. I'm looking for a girl. You might remember me. I injured my leg and she bandaged it up.
Oh, Lucienne.
Oh, maybe. She was wearing a brown skirt. And...
But Lucienne is not one of my girls.
She's not?
No, she does not work yet. She was exchanging supplies, a round of brie for some chocolate.
A round of brie for some chocolate.
Madam,
that girl, Lucienne, do you know where she lives?
Down the Marlier Road, about 5 kilometers. Small chateau.
And, how about that horse outside? Do you know who owns that?
Bonjour.
Qui êtes-vous?
Lucienne? Maison?
Elle est dehors quelque part. Là.
Quoi?
Comment vous avez su que j'habitais ici?
You know, I'm mad at you. I'm mad. You understand?
No.
I'm mad at you.
Pourquoi?
Because you made me think that you were a prostitute. No?
No.
One moment. Cross the 2A. See you.
Pardon.
I wanted to see you. Why did you pretend to
I'm afraid.
You're afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Pourquoi?
You'll die soon.
Are these your children?
Pardon?
Enfants? Your enfant?
Oh, no. No, ce sont pas les miens. Ce sont seulement mon frère.
They're your brothers?
Oui.
Oh.
Et de sa femme, wife.
Wife?
Wife?
They, your brother and his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Their children?
Oui.
Oh.
Mais ils sont maintenant morts. Died.
They died?
Yes. Venez, je vais vous montrer. Ils sont morts ici. Il y a eu une explosion. Et là, ce sont deux. Plover et Wife.
I'm sorry. L'enfant must be there. I have an idea. Woo-hoo! You like it? Does that mean I can come back? Can I come see you again?
Ah oui! Ah oui, ça fait plaisir aux enfants!
No, not the kids.
Merci.
You. Would you like to see me again?
Au
revoir. Bye. What are you gonna do?
The Germans just bombed the railway yard at Revigny. If you hurry, you can cut them off. It is a chance to be more aggressive in your tactics. If you do well, you may get another chance at Germany. Let's get the job and dictate the engagement. Hurry!
Thank you.
Now that's no like. You really stitched him up good today.
What? So goddamn noisy up there, I can't hear a thing.
You got two today, Blaine. You all right so far?
Well, he fired enough to take down six.
You ever think about trying to miss Beagle? You might do better.
I told you, my gun's all screwy.
Oh, really? It's your gun, is it?
What are you trying to say, Lowry?
Cut it out. Someone should mention Porter. He got one.
Yeah, well, I was lucky.
Germans just didn't want to hear you sing anymore.
Hey, where's Higgins? I gotta sit down.
Is it bad?
You all right. Bullet went right by.
Mes amis! Jens got that first time! Now you're officially killers. Come here, lad.
We call this the bottle of death. You get one swig for every plane you damage.
The reason I'm still alive is some German let me go on my gun team. I don't know why the hell he did it.
Do you have two crossed swords on his plane? Friends Wolford. The Triple Ace. He did it because of what happened to Nunn. He won't let you off again. We know what happened to him. Drink up.
Drink. I don't drink. Those guys sure can't tie one on, I mean.
Yeah.
The more they fly, the more they drink.
Hey, except for Cassidy. He just goes on even more missions.
Man's a mystery. He's not human.
Well, we don't even know where he's from.
I heard that he lost his family in an electrical fire.
Did you hear that?
I heard he flew for Pancho Villa.
So he's a mercenary?
Why don't somebody just ask him?
Well, he's not too chatty about his personal life. I'd just be happy he's flying on our side.
Yeah, especially with the new trial wings the Germans got. 125 horsepower engines, 9mm Spandau machine guns with twice the ammo capacity. They can outturn us, and they have 1,000 feet a minute climb. They're the most maneuverable planes in the sky.
Well, yeah, maybe you'd be happier fighting for them.
Yeah, a lot fewer of our guys would get shot.
Real funny.
Hey, listen. What? There's something not right about Beagle, you know?
What do you mean?
I mean, he doesn't get any mail, right?
So?
Yeah, he never hits any of the Germans he shoots at.
No, a lot of guys don't have kills.
And now he's an expert on German aircraft. When did that happen?
Scratching fleas on a stuffed dog. Nothing there.
All right, we'll see. But, hey, I'm telling you. There's something not right with that guy.
You need to sleep?
No.
A few years ago, we didn't even have airplanes. Now there's thousands of us. One half trying to kill the other half.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You really have your own ranch?
I did. 900 acres. It's in my family 85 years. It was a tradition. Grow up and you work the ranch. Till my ma left and my dad died, all mortgaged out. It was kind of hard to make a go of it.
So what you gonna do now? I mean, when the war's over?
I don't know. Maybe I'll keep flying. If there's any call for it. Or get a new ranch. How about you?
Hard to say. I came here because I heard they treated Negroes better.
Do they?
They were good to me. But I don't want to go back to boxing. Tired of pounding on people, keeping my anger up all the time. And I like flying. Hell, if you're not fighting, it's nice and peaceful up there. Nobody can touch you. Nobody can make you feel low. You think there'll be any future in flying after the war?
Maybe. And he's always giving people rides at fairs and things like that. I hear they might use planes to deliver mail from city to city.
Really? Yeah, I like that. That'll be a good job for me. I figure as long as I'm up in the air, they can't see me. They won't mind if I'm black.
There's something wrong with Jensen.
Down here!
Hey, Jensen, can you hear me? Jensen.
This might happen. Jensen, you're going through a little shock. Now don't think about flying for a while. You don't have to go up again until you're ready. You understand me? Do you understand me, Jensen? He tries flying to Mars, stop him. Not that you'll have to. Meantime, get him some bourbon.
I'll get the bourbon.
I'll get it.
Pose-moi une question. Ok. Comment allez-vous?
How you are?
No, say, how are you?
How I?
C'est le pilote américain!
Bonjour.
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 Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Très bien.
Oh. How you are?
How are you?
That's good.
Speak English now.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have a conversation.
Pardon?
Let me hear your English.
Good you see?
Yeah, good. Good to see you too.
Tu viens, Marie?
Jacques!
Viens.
Est-ce que c'est beau ce que tu trouves là, de ton côté?
Bonjour.
Vous t'éloignez pas, hein?
Oui, d'accord. Ouais, parce que moi, c'est très beau ce que je vois.
See? This is my rabbit. Wanna pet it? I'm gonna be gentle. You jumpy. Oh. Oh! He looks a little cold. I think we'll give him a little blanket there. How's that? There you go. What about you? Do you ever have any fun?
Pardon?
Amuser?
Amuser? Oh, no. Pas le temps pour l'amuser. No time?
No, you're wrong. Right now's the perfect time. We don't know how many chances we're gonna get. Take a ride?
Hmm?
Avion? Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Au revoir!
Picked a great day to fly, didn't I? Did you have fun in the air?
C'était tellement bien de voler.
Fun? Fun? Okay. What's this?
It's not good for me to lick you.
Why? For crime?
Because I worry.
You worried about me?
Les enfants dorment. Et Marie m'a demandé de vous donner son ours.
For me?
Pour vous.
For Marie?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll bring me good luck.
Vous connaissez Paris? Paris.
Paris? I've never been. Maybe you could take me. Show me all them lights.
Vous n'avez jamais peur? Afraid? Pour la guerre. There's a war.
Am I afraid of the war?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Mm.
Yes. Every time I go up, I'm afraid.
Rawlings. You hear about Beagle?
No, what?
I went to Thoneau about him.
Why would you do that?
Thoneau had him checked out. His whole background's all wet laundry.
Everything in his file is made up.
They think he's a spy.
Your behavior has raised suspicion among the men. And now we discover that Eddie Beagle. It is not your real name. It's Arthur Becker, huh?
So I changed my name.
You're from Wisconsin, I see. There's a very large German population in Wisconsin, and your name is German.
I'm no spy.
Why didn't you give us your correct name? Are you a German sympathizer?
No.
We will find out the truth.
Look, it's not what you think.
Why not? We shoot spies, you know?
Sir. May I?
Beagle. Come clean.
I can't.
They're gonna shoot you. What could be worse than that?
I swear I'm not a spy.
I know. So just tell them what you did or they're gonna lock you up. Is that what you want?
Committed a crime back in the States.
Spit it out, Beagle.
I robbed a bank. Hey, I was in debt to a bookie, and I needed the money.
Was anyone hurt in the robbery?
No.
How can we be sure?
Because I used a toy gun.
Excuse me?
used to toy Ken. It was all I had.
Can you prove what you're saying?
No. I can't.
I can. I saw a discrepancy in his next of kin file, so I sent away for more information, and I was sent these telegrams confirming the robbery. Beagle, in his haste to escape an armed guard, dropped most of the money along with the toy gun. And although he escaped with only $12.36, he is guilty of armed robbery. And if he was returned to the United States, they would lock him up for a very, very long time.
The question for us is, can we allow him to continue flying for the escadron? Because we have no legal jurisdiction in this matter. It is up to you.
Don't look at me. Whether he continues to fly is up to them. It's their squadron.
Well, I'd like to know what you would have done if they didn't give you the money.
I don't know. Throw the toy gun at him?
You probably would have missed.
Definitely. Sir? We don't condone what Beagle's done. The horrible way in which he botched it. But we also don't think he should be thrown out on stupidity alone. Although I'd never trust him with my wallet, I think we all will continue to trust him with our lives. On the off chance that one day he might actually hit something.
So, be it.
See, that's why we have to load our own ammo. Half these bullets are bent, and the gun's jammed.
They spotted a group of Fokkers. They're headed towards our infantry on the road to Rampicor.
Let's go!
Thank you. Bouchon.
Mind if I join you? This is a 100-year-old bottle of Louis XV. It's incredible. Would you care to share a glass with me?
It's because I saved your life.
No, it's because I've been a pompous ass.
Pour me a glass.
Oh, my. Stole this from my father's cellar. If he'd have known, he would probably say, that's the only thing I've ever done successfully in my life. Please.
Nice.
I'm glad you like it.
He's got to be proud you came here.
No. Actually, it was kind of his idea.
And how many planes you got to bring down to get back in his good graces?
Probably just my own. What does your father do?
My daddy was a slave.
Restless tonight, Raleigh?
Maybe. What about you?
It was a good day.
Not for Wolfert.
You had no choice but to kill him.
You had a choice with me.
And whatever happened in the air, whatever happened on the ground with Beagle, you gotta get that out of your head.
Okay. Meanwhile, Beagle goes through life without a hand.
He volunteered for this war. He knew what he was getting into. I don't care what happened in the past. You can't let that affect you. You gotta forget about it. Otherwise, you're a danger to yourself and everyone else up there.
Do you let go of the past? I heard some things
that you lost.
I lost my family in fire. No. I didn't fly for Pancho Villa either. The truth is, I was a lot like you. Full of idealism, maybe even a sense of honor. Now you realize this war ain't gonna be won by either side. Someday it'll just end. Everyone will go home, get on with their lives. Tall grass will cover the battlefield. And all the pilots we've lost wouldn't have changed a damn thing. Guys like you won't quit. So I gotta stick around and try to knock some Huns off your tails and give you a chance to survive this useless war.
That's what you do.
And not with enough success. The guys I started with are a testament to that.
Well, if this war is really meaningless, then why do you fly extra missions?
Get the ones I've missed. The ones that killed my friends. You gotta find your own meaning in this war. I mean, I'd be real disappointed if we had more pilots die in vain than the Germans.
How many you got left?
One. The Black Falcon.
On a patch. And when they're gonna send us a new canvas?
Always next time.
Hey, Rawlings. The Germans have crossed the Meuse River, and reports say they've overrun Sui.
Lucien.
Is that plane fuel? Is this plane fuel?
Rawlings!
Yes, sir.
Give me a start.
Give me a start! Let's go!
Rawlings, you know you have to take the plane!
Qui a pris l'avion?
C'est Rawlings qui l'a pris, sir.
If Rawlings returns alive, arrest him.
Yes, sir.
Passage, Harry! Good luck!
Stay right here, okay? You don't go anywhere, you stay right here!
Très bien! Vous faites ce qu'il dit, vous restez là, vous bougez pas!
D'accord!
Attention! Au revoir!
We'll be back before sunrise! Come on, guys.
What are you doing flying at night without authorization?
I don't have time to explain. I have to go get one more person.
This plane is not for your personal use. Leave this plane and return to quarters. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Los, wir suchen!
Thank you.
Doctor!
Ah bah c'est bien, elle a perdu la température. Vous m'entendez, mademoiselle? Ah bah ça va beaucoup mieux, dis donc.
They're taking you to the hospital at Reims. You understand?
Et les enfants?
They're right here. They're gonna be fine. They contacted your uncle and he's gonna take care of them until you recover. Okay?
Yes. You'll come?
Yeah. I'll come see you in Reims.
Goodbye.
I have filled out the papers, formally charging you with dereliction of duty. That sort of thing cannot be tolerated in a military unit, not even this one. Reports indicate that an escadrille pilot flew four French refugees out of occupied territory while being shot at by both riflemen and anti-aircraft cannons. Busy night. I have been in direct communication with the HQ in Paris over your little escapade. They agree with my recommendation completely. So it won't do you any good to go over my head. Take the cuffs off.
Sir?
Unless you want to fly his plane. But I think I forgot to sign that. Ask me about it again tomorrow. Congratulations, Rawlings. And don't ever do that again.
Won't, sir.
Gentlemen, there is a change of plan. We've had a little surprise thrown at us. A German Zeppelin is on its way to bomb Paris. As you know, our French and British pilots are engaged at Pont-à-Mousson. So, Rawlings, Lowry, Skinner and Porter will have to go after the Zeppelin. Remember to load incendiary bullets. It can take hundreds to bring down a Zeppelin. The rest of the squadron will support the others at Pont-à-Mousson. May God be with you.
Thank you, sir.
Courage. Courage.
The kingdom of power will go forever. Amen.
Courage.
Thank you.
Vita inferi, herne domine anima meus.
Requiescat in pace. Amen.
Today, we have lost two brave fighters, two friends. Porter once told me that if he died, he wanted to be buried by the airfield, near those he fought alongside. I'm sure Cassidy would rather be buried behind the whorehouse. Only a few days ago, Cassidy gave me this letter to give to Rawlings in the event he died. Rawlings, please.
If I do not return, my burial is of no import. Make it as easy as possible for yourselves. I have no religion and do not care for any service. The omission would bother Porter. I guess I would stand the ceremony. Good luck to y'all.
Viva la Escadrille. The only real friends I ever had.
Cassidy. A lot of us owe this man our lives. We won't forget him.
Présenté à Anjou. Feu. Rechargé. Arme. Anjou. Feu. Présenté à. En avant, marche. Un, deux, un, deux, un,
sir.
Deux, un, deux.
I made a promise that I'd meet someone at Rims. I have permission to leave the base.
Yes.
To England. Not safe for children. Germans come here.
Anna.
You and me in Paris after war.
Your English is getting so good.
I try.
How will I reach you? I'm gonna be moving. So much I want to say to you.
You will be in my thoughts.
Lucienne! Lucienne! On y va!
Lucienne, dépêche-toi! Allez!
I'll see you in Paris. Turn on them lights.
Be careful. I wouldn't be here to count the planes.
Gentlemen, we are going to make another run on the munition depot at Jametz. This time, escorting four bombers. Instead of a frontal attack, we fly south to Mazerville first, and then swing north to the strike area. This way, we might be able to surprise them and get closer to the target before encountering resistance. As you may have heard, the United States has just announced its entrance into the war. I don't need to tell you that if we destroy Jametz, we severely reduce the flow of ammunition to the German troops. Your brothers will be fighting on the ground. I know. The last attack on Jametz was a hard initiation for many of you. But I have watched you grow and develop since then, both as men and pilots. And I can say that I'm proud to be your captain. You have more than exceeded my expectations. Good luck to you all.
Come on, drop down.
I told her I was gonna be a hero.
You got nothing to be ashamed of. You went up there and fought?
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Hey, you're gonna be all right. You're already over the jitters.
Yeah, jitters. Yeah. I'll fix that.
I tell Fennell I'm gonna go up again so he won't send me home. But I don't go back up. I just watch you guys day after day, wondering how you do it. How everybody in my family did it. Why I'm the only one who can't.
All right, come on. Why don't you just go sleep this off? And try again tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay? The nights of the year, remember?
Yeah.
Contact! Contact!
Roman, requesting permission to go on this mission, sir.
What's that?
I rigged this up in the machine shop. I can fly with it. Tested it out yesterday.
All right. So if I feel you're a detriment to the squadron, and I wave you off, you go right home, you understand?
Perfectly.
Don't kill yourself on takeoff.
Hey, guys, I'm flying!
Captain Tenno told me I should have it painted on your plane.
I hope you don't mind.
I'm honored.
something right.
Larry made it here to see this.
Where's he going?